Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's April 11, 2016, and this is episode 518. This week, we conclude our series of four episodes to walk you through 40 images from my second Japan Winter Wildlife Tour for 2016. Today, we visit the Notsuke Peninsula to find an adorable northern red fox, then back to the sea eagles, before finishing with a little bit of landscape work in Utoro. We pick up the trail on day 10 of our 12-day tour, after our second session photographing the sea eagles from a boat in Daosu, when we headed back out initially to see if we could find an Ural owl. We revisited a few spots where I know there to be a nest, but there was no owl for us to photograph, so we missed out on this tour. After that, we headed back over to the Notsuke Peninsula, where we were treated with an encounter with this beautiful northern red fox. He was sitting on top of a snow-covered truck trailer with fishing nets and floats poking through the snow. And having seen one of my shots of the fox yawning from last year, one of the participants was just saying that she'd love for him to yawn, and he did the honours. I actually shot this photograph at 1,120mm. I was using the 200-400mm lens with the 1.4x internal extender engaged and a 2x external extender fitted. Ideally, if I'm going to attach the 2x extender for a focal length of 800mm, I like to keep the internal extender out of the mix, but I gave this a try and it worked out okay. The image is a little bit soft with all that magnification, but with it being a 50 megapixel file, there's still enough resolution to print pretty large if I needed to, so all is good. My settings here were 640th of a second at f11 ISO 400. The aperture of f11 is forced on me here because of the extenders. It's an f4 lens, but the 2x extender forces me down to f8, and the 1.4x extender forces the aperture down to f11, so there's no going wider, and of course no autofocus past f8, so I was manually focusing here too while resting on the window of our bus. The following morning, on day 11, we headed back out for our third morning on the boat to photograph the sea eagles. The weather had kept us from doing dawn shoots on each of the previous days, but this works for us when it's overcast because there's no sunrise to speak of that would make for a beautiful backdrop. Also, as there was no sea ice for the entire season this year, there's nothing for the sea eagles to perch on with the sunset in the background, so in many ways the later starts suit us more. On this third morning, though, the weather was promising to provide us with a bit of colour in the sky from the sunrise, and that would give us some new opportunities that we'd not had on the first 2 days, so I was quietly optimistic that this would turn out to be a good shoot. We started while it was still relatively dark, but the sun over the Kunashiri Island was reflecting in the water by this point. So here you can see that I decided to shoot a silhouette of this white-tailed eagle against the slightly orange water. We generally start off a shoot like this, where the birds can fly close to the sun with our cameras set to aperture priority mode, as that helps the camera to shift the exposure as the background gets brighter. That automatically gives us a silhouette as the birds fly over the bright background and helps to prevent the background from blowing out too much. By the time I'd made this photograph, though, I was back in manual mode. I'm just more comfortable in manual mode, so I like to switch back as soon as I can. My settings here were a 500th of a second at f8, ISO 2000, at 278mm. It does mean, though, that as we photograph towards the sun, the exposure needs to be tweaked, but as the sun's rays started to form over the Kunashiri Island, I adjusted my exposure and shot a few frames like this one, with a white-tailed eagle flying over this almost biblical-looking backdrop. I have a number of these that I really like, although this is probably one of my favourites. As you can see here, there was still a good amount of cloud around from the storms over the previous days, but that really helped to create a dramatic sky to form those sun's rays, making the nice backdrop for the eagle. There are a couple of areas of the clouds that are a little bit overexposed, but I'm happy with the balance. If you try to stop clouds around the sun from blowing out completely, the entire image can get a bit dark, and when you consider how bright these areas are in reality, I don't think it's necessary to go much darker than this. My settings were 1/1000 of a second to freeze the bird in flight, and with an aperture of f10, ISO 640 at 330mm. This next image is from 18 minutes later when I caught a Stella seagull catching one of the fish that we threw out from a somewhat still patch of water. If you look at the very top of the frame here, you can see a little bit of more textured water creeping in. These still patches are left in our wake as we maneuver through the water and can help to give us a different feel to our images, as you can see here. This is one of a pair of images from my final selection, with the other having much more distance between the splash and the eagle, which I prefer, but you can't see the eagle's face in the other image, so I chose this one to share with you. My settings here were 1/1000 of a second at f8, ISO 1600, at 400mm. I was using my 100-400mm lens for the entire time while shooting from the boat. It worked really well with the Canon EOS 5DSR camera, and although I cropped some of these images a little bit, I still ended up with some beautiful high-resolution images that I'm finding are printing absolutely beautifully. And I'm loving having the freedom to go full-frame wide, as well as zoom right in and then crop as necessary, and still have larger images than those from my 7D Mark II. Of course, there are times when I don't have to crop at all, and then the detail captured is absolutely off the charts. Okay, so this next image is the last eagle photo that I'll share from this season. Here we see a Stella's seagull coming in with those incredible talons out in position to catch the fish. As I mentioned last week, these birds will pretty much always fly into the wind as they swoop down like this, and the wind was coming from the land out towards the sea, with the sun across the sea over the Kunashiri Island. So even though I've photographed this guy from a different angle than most of the other shots, the light is still coming from behind him, which is a shame but can't really be helped. To bring back some of the detail, I've increased the shadow slider in Lightroom right up to 100 and the black slider up to 60, then bumped the clarity slider up to 55. Because I was exposing to the right to get the white on the eagle perfectly exposed, my shadows weren't totally plugged up, and my ISO being at 400 by this point helped as well, so there isn't a lot of noise that was introduced by this somewhat extreme processing. My other settings for this were 1/1000 of a second shutter speed at f10 with a focal length of 400mm. After our final eagle shoot, we started the drive around the base of the Shiritoko Peninsula to the town of Utoro on the other side, where we'd spend our final night. On the way, we made our customary stop at a copse of birch trees where I introduced the group to the wonders of intentional camera movement photography. As the weather was clear by this point and quite bright, the copse on the side of the road that I usually like to photograph was a little bit too bright, so we walked back a little way and to the other side of the road where there was a darker background, as you can see in this photograph. You know, I never get tired of photographing the wildlife on this trip, but I have to admit, I didn't really need another white-on-white birch tree shot. And although I'd been shaking it up a little bit on the first tour of this year, I was really happy to get something really quite different on this second tour. I think the fewer number of birch trees against the darker background really worked well here. And although I'm not overly happy with those few patches of blue, I think this complements the other white-on-white shots quite well. As usual, my settings for this image were a 25th of a second, and to get that shutter speed, I'd selected an aperture of f13 at ISO 100 and was using my 24-70mm f2.8 Mark II lens at 61mm. Although it's usually dark enough to get down to a 25th of a second with an aperture of f16 or so, it was so bright on this day that we had to use an ND8 neutral density filter to reduce the amount of light hitting our sensors. And because not everyone had one, we loaned each other these filters and played with the scene a little bit longer than usual before heading on for lunch and then on to Utoro. As we reached the coast again, it seemed ironic for there to have been sea ice all the way up to the shore, stretching out into the Sea of Ohotsk for as far as we could see. There was no ice in Naosu for the entire season this year, but by this point it had made its way down to Utoro. It just wasn't going around the tip of the Shiretoko Peninsula and down into the Nemuro Strait, which is, of course, where we need it to be able to photograph the sea eagles with the sea ice. Our first stop in Utoro was to shoot the Oshin Koshin Falls, as you can see in this photograph. Again, because it was a clear day, it was too bright for photographing waterfalls. They are much better to photograph on overcast days, but we made the most of the situation as usual. For this, I used an ND8 neutral density filter to give me a 3-stop longer exposure, taking my shutter speed down to 0.4 seconds at f16. I generally like to go a little bit longer, up to around 0.8 or 1 second, but it was a little bit too bright, as I say, and I don't like to go smaller than f16 aperture unless I can really help it, because it starts to introduce diffraction. My next ND filter down is an ND1000, which is a little bit too dark as well, so I just lived with this exposure. After photographing the falls, I crossed the road to the fence from which we can look out across the sea and made this next photograph. For this, I was using the ND1000, which is 10 stops, coupled with a 3-stop ND8 for 120-second exposure at f22. As you can see, the foreground sea ice has hardly moved, but the ice further out to sea has moved during the exposure, so that has blurred, along with the clouds that were also moving a bit, although not a great deal. Now, before you start thinking that I'm being a hypocrite here, as I just said that I don't like to go below f16 because of diffraction, I will if I have a good reason to. But then basically I'm committing to opening the image in Canon's Digital Photo Professional and using the digital lens optimizer to remove the diffraction, which is it's actually very good at. Canon designed the lenses by computer, so they basically can reverse engineer the light as it travels through the lens and remove the effects of diffraction. I don't like to use Digital Photo Professional because I absolutely hate everything else about the program, but I will if I absolutely have to, such as times like this, when I have to stop down for a really long exposure. And because I have to save the image as a TIFF anyway to get something with the lens optimizer corrections, I then just take that TIFF into Silver FX Pro to convert it into black and white. After we photographed the ice flow and the falls, we drove along to just past the town of Utoro and went to the mouth of a river there and made this photograph. I shot this with my sweet spot aperture of f14, which is my soft ceiling for how small I like to go before I even start thinking about diffraction. This, once again, was converted to black and white in Silver FX Pro. As I've mentioned before, I'm trying to convert more of my images to black and white in Lightroom, but I'm just really not getting the look that I like for all of my images, so I'm finding it hard to leave Silver FX behind, and I still have not found another application that works as well, as dated as Silver FX is now. My shutter speed for this was 70 seconds at ISO 100, 67mm with my 24-70mm lens. After this last shoot for the day, we went to our hotel and enjoyed our last dinner together as a group in the amazing banquet hall and buffet at the hotel that we use here. The next morning, we went up into the Shiratoko National Park for our final shoot of the tour. And as usual, we split the group into two, with one group going down into the valley to look for deer, and I remained at the top, hoping to photograph the great spotted woodpecker. After an hour or so of walking around, enjoying the fresh morning air and the snow, we still hadn't heard a single peck from the woodpeckers, so we went back to the bus, and just as I'd broken down my camera, we saw one flying from tree to tree in front of the bus on the other side of the car park. I didn't have time to put on an extender, but those among the group that were interested all rushed off the bus to capture this beautiful little guy that we can see in this image. I had to crop in quite a bit on this, but still have a 25 megapixel image, so again, more resolution than I would have had using my 7D Mark II, but I have the freedom to crop a little wider as necessary, which I'm enjoying. I love the catchlight in this woodpecker's eye, and the detail captured overall is astonishing, especially when you consider that it was handheld with a 200-400mm lens with the built-in 1.4x extender engaged for a 560mm focal length. I did ensure that I had a good shutter speed of a thousandth of a second to help me to keep it steady, and my ISO was set to 400 for what would turn out to be the last photograph of the tour. After this little bit of excitement to end our morning shoot, we drove towards the Memambetsu airport where we'd fly home from, and as usual, I went around the bus with my digital recorder and recorded a message from each of the amazing participants for this tour. So I'd like to play that to you now.
So here we are. We've just finished the last shoot on the second of the two wildlife tours for this year. An amazing group. I've enjoyed travelling with each and every one of you, and I hope I get a chance to do so again. But we'd like to go around now and get a quick comment from each of you. Just tell me your names, where you're from, and if you've got any highlights or anything you'd like to talk about. So, Leslie
from Longreach in Queensland. I've just enjoyed it. It's just been amazing the whole trip, but especially the swans. Really love the swans. I did love the swans. And sitting beside that lake and watching them was just delightful.
Okay, excellent.
So thank you.
Hi. Hi, I'm Eric from the Netherlands, and we already did a lot of trips, but this was one of the best. And just to make sure Martin has to do some homework, I'll do the rest in Dutch. Ik vond het een hele gave reis en ik zal hem zo weer doen. That's it.
Okay, thank you. I haven't a word what you said, but a clue what you said, but I hope it was nice. You probably just said we're all a bunch of idiots or something.
Yes. Sally Jo Paraglia from New York City. It's been a great trip, and Martin, you know what I'm going to say, so you got to say it with me. 1, 2, 3. It didn't suck.
Good stuff. Thank you, Sally Jo. Okay.
Hi, I'm Philippa from Tasmania. An excellent trip. Japan is wonderful. Martin's organisation is superb. If you haven't done this trip, you've just got to do it. Don't delay. Sign up now. It's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Really enjoyed it.
Thanks, Philippa.
Great. Richard Edlin from Denver, Colorado. I'm the beginner in the group, and I've enjoyed it. Everyone has been so helpful. Martin and the group has helped me a lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Erica from the Netherlands. I love this trip. We fell in love with the snow monkeys, and Martin organized it very well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol Gear. I'm from Georgia, St. Simon's Island. I'm here with my husband. I'm a non-photographer, but I've learned a lot about photography, and this has been a wonderful group of people. Martin's very inviting to non-photographers, and I recommend this trip highly. It was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. I've enjoyed your smiling face and your happy laughter throughout.
I'm Mel Gear from Southeast Georgia. And this trip has far exceeded all my expectations, especially Martin's ability to teach and to take us to places where we are almost guaranteed a incredible wildlife shot. And just got to tell you to sign up for this trip now. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Okay, Charlotte.
Hi, I'm Charlotte Gibb from Lafayette, California, and I have had a fantastic week. Back of the bus is definitely the place to be. Most laughs back here. I had a wonderful time photographing wildlife, which is not my normal genre, and got some pretty good shots. So, and felt very, very well taken care of the entire time. Oh, really, really thank you very, very much, Martin. I just can't even tell you what a wonderful time I've had.
That's great. Thank
so,
you.
And the camaraderie here of the people.
Yeah, it's been
great.
Fun.
Great.
Clara, would you like to say something?
Okay. Clara Hamilton from Portland, Oregon in the U.S. Although I'm not a photographer, this was just the kind of trip I have always wanted to take in Japan. And I'm so glad that I found such people when I did it.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom Hamilton from Portland, Oregon, and this has just been a phenomenal trip. All the people are wonderful. I've learned a lot, and great wildlife to photograph. It's just been a dream come true. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Tom. Harry.
My name is Harry Jackson. I'm from the United States. It's been a good trip. Martin's been very helpful. And the highlight of the trip for me really has been the personalities, meeting the people and how well meshed they were in this group. It was nice to see everybody. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Larry.
Hi, Larry Flinner, Cincinnati, Ohio. Very, very well organized trip. Amazing sightings of the monkeys, the cranes, the swans, especially the eagles. The local staff, the local Japanese staff have been first class. So, good trip.
Thank you very much. Norm.
Hello, my name is Norm Larson. I come from Santa Monica, California. This is my second year in a row of traveling with Martin Bailey on his winter wildlife tour. I opted in halfway through last year's tour because it was just so much I knew I had to come back and see it again. So, great decision by me. This year's trip was different with the effects of El Nino, but it showed me so many different ways of seeing the landscape, enjoying the animals that Martin will put you on, but also to enjoy the style of travel that Martin organizes so well with his staff. All the incidentals are taken care of for you, so it makes it an absolutely wonderful way to tour Japan and to experience a bit of the culture along the way, as well as just amazing photography. We saw it all. We saw the monkeys. We saw the swans. We got great, great experiences with the eagles. And beyond that, many foxes. We had just earlier this morning a nice little shoot with some cute little woodpeckers. It just goes on and on, and it's a landscape mixed in, the wonderful food along the way. Obviously, I can't say enough. It's a great way to see Martin Bailey, or to see Japan through Martin Bailey's eyes. and to grow your photography just a little bit more. He's very capable of teaching the way he shoots in that, and he will grow your photography for you as well. So once again, I thoroughly enjoyed this trip and would not hesitate to come back again. So once again, Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Norm. It's always a pleasure to travel with you. Okay, so I'm going to make my way back down the bus and we'll say a few words to our staff.
Hello, I'm Yukiko Higuchi from Yokohama. I'm a tour operator and I spent wonderful 12 days. So I'd like to say thank you for every guest and Oikawa-san, bus driver, and every hotel staff and restaurant staff, and Hasegawa, captain of the boat, and Martin-san. Thank you very much. Arigatou gozaimashita.
Okay, everyone. So let's hear it for Yukiko and Oikawa-san because they've done a great job.
How great it was to hear the voices of the group again, now more than a month after we parted company. Thanks so much, everyone. It really was an absolute pleasure travelling with you all. And that concludes our Japan Winter Wonderland travelogues for this year. I hope I haven't bored you going through each tour in so much detail. I really did have a great time running these tours, and in spite of the weather taking away a number of opportunities, I honestly feel as though we were presented with many more amazing opportunities, and this turned out to be one of the most productive seasons we've had for a while, so I hope you enjoyed looking through the images with me. Before we finish, I'd like to remind you that we are now taking bookings for the 2018 Snow Monkeys and Hokkaido tours. For details and to book your place, visit the tour page at mbp.ac/ww2018. Our 2017 tours are already sold out, but if you'd like to be put on the wait list, please contact us at mbp.ac/contact. Thanks very much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, please share a link with your friends, and if you don't already, please subscribe in iTunes or your favorite podcast program to ensure uninterrupted delivery. You can find me on Google+, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And links to everything that I'm up to are at martinbaileyphotography.com, so do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.